Kentucky's labor cabinet has sent notices to more than 80 mining companies that are believed to be out of compliance with a state law that was skirted by Black Jewel Mining. The state's labor secretary is now defending his agency, which has come under scrutiny since the bankruptcy of Black Jewel. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Coal and construction firms doing business in the Commonwealth for 5 years or less are required to post a performance bond that equals 1 month's payroll if the company abruptly closes. Black Jewel Mining wasn't in compliance when it declared bankruptcy in July and issued bad checks to hundreds of employees. Labor Secretary David Dickerson says the state can't force companies to comply, and violators can only be fined under the existing law. He refutes Attorney General Andy Beshear's claims that the labor cabinet has been negligent in bringing other companies into compliance.
I would not hold any of my predecessors personally responsible for anything that occurred, nor do I feel that it's appropriate to say, is this your fault? It's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault except Black Jewel's bad faith operations that they did not comply with the state law.
Secretary Dickerson says when a mining company opens in Kentucky, they file with the Secretary of State's office, and the labor cabinet has no record of new businesses. Companies are supposed to self-report if they're required to make a bond payment. Since learning of Black Jewel's bankruptcy, Dickerson has gone to the Energy and Environment Cabinet to obtain a list of companies granted mining licenses. He says the labor cabinet has since mailed violation notices to companies believed to be non-compliant. Dickerson says he'll ask state lawmakers next session to establish a better enforcement mechanism that would possibly revoke the licenses of companies who refuse to comply. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.